This is a production of Glass City Communications.
Captain's log, Stardate 21974.2. Our shakedown cruise has been a success, and the Ranger is now ready for active duty. Our new Isolinear chip computer systems have operated as well as we hoped, even better in some ways. Our new warp core design has Mr. Daniels somewhat frustrated, though. While warp stability is fine, we found that we can't quite match the top speed of the USS Ambassador, which uses the older design. Mr. Daniels will continue to work on the core to boost efficiency.
Bridge the captain.
Go ahead, Lieutenant.
We're picking up a faint signal coming from the Batrecula Nebula, sir. It's only about 4 light-years from our current position. Mr. Reese feels we should investigate it.
All right, Lieutenant. Set course for the nebula. Deck her out. Commander Jarvis and Lieutenant Commander Elbert report to the bridge. Space. Cold, dark, mysterious. These are the voyages of the crew of the Starship Ranger. Its purpose, to seek out new worlds and to defend the Federation, to fulfill Starfleet's mission.
Episode 101, Malfunction.
Captain on the bridge.
As you were. Well, everyone, ready to investigate a nebula? Tamir, how long until we reach it?
20 seconds, sir.
Slow to impulse speeds, Tamir.
In visual range now, Captain.
On screen.
I can't get a full scan of the interior. There's heavy interference.
Fire a Class 1 probe into the nebula. Let's see if we can get a scan that way.
Aye, sir. Launching probe.
Probe entering the nebula.
Anything, Mr. Reese?
It's gone. The probe. It's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
Confirmed, Captain. The probe disappeared 50.2 kilometers inside the nebula. But just before it disappeared, I picked up some kind of mass. It may be a ship.
Can you tell what it was?
No, sir.
Will the tractor beam reach it so we can try and pull it out of there?
Negative, sir. The nebula is interfering too much. We can't lock onto it.
Is Ranger able to enter the nebula safely?
Affirmative. No sign of anything that would harm the ship. Just heavy electromagnetic interference.
Yellow alert. Ahead, 1/4 impulse. Take us in.
Aye, sir.
We'll penetrate the nebula in 12 seconds.
How far inside do we have to go?
Entering the nebula now. 42.3 kilometers, Commander. Coming into range now, sir.
On screen.
Captain, it's...
Are we seeing what I think we're seeing?
Yes, sir.
The registry confirms, Captain. It's the Enterprise.
The Enterprise B has been missing for nearly 5 years. How does she end up here?
I don't know, but we're going to try and find out. Can we track her out of here?
Yes, sir. We're able to get a lock.
Lock on and activate then. Tamir, set course back to open space, best possible speed.
Aye, sir.
Aye, sir.
Captain, I'm picking up some unknown form of energy reading. It's moving directly towards us. It's coming from deeper in the nebula.
Can you identify it at all?
Negative, Captain, but it will impact the ship in 8 seconds.
Shields, brace for impact!
No damage, Captain.
We've exited the nebula.
All stop.
Answering all stop, Captain.
Commander, lead an away team over to the Enterprise. I want to know what happened to her.
Aye, sir. Elberg, Reese, you're with me. Bridge to sickbay.
Sickbay, Moth here.
Doctor, join the away mission in transport room 2.
Aye, Commander. Moth out. Is it true we found the Enterprise?
Yes, Doctor.
That's where we're going, Doctor.
Commander, I'll transport the away team directly onto the bridge.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Energize. Bill, try and access the captain's log. Let's try and figure out what happened here.
The atmosphere is thin and stale in here, Commander.
Mr. Reese, try and access the sensor logs. The doctor and I will make our way down to the engineering levels.
Aye, sir.
Well, Doctor, the turbo lifts seem to be down. I hope you're ready for a hike. We'll have to get through the Jeffries tubes. I believe the access point is in the ready room. Mr. Elberg, help me get the ready room door open.
Sure, Commander.
All right, everyone keep in contact. Let's go, Doctor. It's time for that hike.
Captain, this station no longer has power.
What do you mean, no power?
All the power is cut. Tactical systems are now offline.
Bridge to engineering. Mr. Daniels.
Engineering, Daniels.
We've lost all power to the tactical station.
That's not all, sir. We've lost power to tactical, decks 7, 11, 13, and 15, and there's a drain on the warp core as well.
Do you know what's causing it?
No idea, sir. We've begun a level 1 diagnostic.
Keep me informed, Commander. Decker out.
I know. Flower. Error. John Henry.
What's going on with the computer?
Starfleet.
Unknown, sir.
Red alert. Error. Error.
We've lost all power, sir.
Go to auxiliary power.
Aye, sir. Life support systems at 65%.
Are the onboard communications still working?
Yes, sir.
Bridge to engineering. What's going on down there?
I don't know, sir.
Figure it out, John. We're sitting ducks out here. And try to feed power to the transporters. I want to get the away team back here.
Aye, sir. Daniel's out.
Ranger to Jarvis.
Jarvis here, Captain.
We're having technical issues aboard Ranger. We're going to try and bring you back. Stand by.
Aye, sir.
Gentlemen, were you able to access any information?
They came into the nebula due to being chased by 3 Orion raiders. Once he entered, they lost power to all main systems.
They had an energy reading that hit the ship, just like what happened to Ranger.
Jarvis here.
Collect all the info you can. We're going to try and transport your team back.
Aye, sir. We're standing by.
We're locked on. Stand by. Energizing.
Transporter room 2, do you have the away team?
Aye, sir. Away team here, present and accounted for.
Good. Have Mr. Elby report to engineering, and you and Reese get back to the bridge.
Aye, sir. We're on our way.
Mr. Hutchinson, send to Starfleet Command. We're in need of assistance due to loss of power to most key systems, and give our coordinates.
Aye, sir.
Starfleet has the USS Potter on the way with Lieutenant Commander Harper. He was part of the team that created the Icelander chip system.
With the way systems are failing, we'll be stranded in 22.4 hours.
Will the life support systems last that long?
I don't know, Doctor.
We're only 6 light-years from the Klingon border, and with all these systems failing, I don't like our chances, Captain.
I know. Alex, is there any way we can get the Enterprise up and running?
No, sir. She's dead in the water.
Bridge to Captain.
Go ahead, Ensign.
The USS Potter, NCC-4077, has arrived and has signaled ready to transport Lieutenant Commander Harper over.
Thank you, Ensign. Mr. Jarvis, you and Daniel should go meet him in Transporter Room 2.
Aye, sir. All right, Lieutenant. Energize.
Where is he at?
I don't know, Commander. The system shows transport complete.
Shipwide scan. We need to find him.
Found him, sir. Deck 9, Section 4?
The Brig? Why was he transported there?
Who knows? We need to get the ship back into working order. Mr. Daniels, I'm going to have you meet him in the Brig, and Elberg will meet you both in engineering.
What are you going to be doing?
To see if we can do anything with the Enterprise.
But she's dead in the water.
I know. But we may need you at some point. Have an engineering team meet me in Shuttle Bay 1.
Aye, sir. Right away. Mr. Harper? I'm the chief engineer.
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, Engineer Jonathan Daniels. Can I ask why I'm sitting in the Brig?
Sorry for that. The ship is in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, so I see. Let me out. Let's see what we can do to fix her. Then we'll try and get the Enterprise running and get her back to Starfleet.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go.
All right. Let's get aboard the Chesapeake and get going. We got a lot to do.
All senior officers to the bridge.
Well, looks like we're not going. Lieutenant Green, take your team back to engineering and assist Mr. Daniels.
Aye, sir. All right, everyone. You heard the commander. Let's move.
Why are we at red alert, Captain?
What are you talking about?
In the shuttle bay, the alert went off and your voice calling all senior officers to the bridge.
I never did that. Open a channel to the Potter.
Channel open, sir.
Mike, how are things coming along?
Not good, Eric. I'm going to need to transport all non-essential personnel to the Potter. With the rate things are declining, we're going to lose all key systems within 6 hours.
No problem, Mike. I'll have my crew ready to receive them momentarily.
Thanks, Eric. Ranger out. Attention, all decks. All non-essential personnel report to transporter rooms 1 and 2 for evacuations to the Potter.
I'll head below to assist in the evacuation.
Alright, Alex.
I think I figured out what happened.
You have? What is it?
Well, I think that energy reading you picked up in the nebula, which hit the ship, it caused all this mess.
Report, Mr. Harper.
I was just telling Commander Daniels. It seems the energy reading you encountered as you left the nebula seems to be the cause of all of this. I believe that if we take Ranger back into the nebula, it may leave the ship.
Warning. Containment field of warp core destabilizing. Warp core breach in 20 minutes.
We need to do something and fast. Engineering to bridge.
Decker here. Go ahead, Commander.
We have warp core breach in progress. Mr. Harper believes if we move back into the nebula, the energy reading may leave the ship.
What's our backup option?
Purging the system, Captain.
Let's give it a try then. Decker out.
Ensign, Bring the ship about to 125 Mark 103. Ahead, 1/4 impulse power. Engage.
Course changed, Captain.
We'll enter the nebula in 10 seconds.
I hope you're right, Mr. Harper.
Sir, the Potter reports all non-essential personnel from Ranger are accounted for.
Thank you, Mr. Hutchinson.
We've re-entered the nebula. We have to go at least 42.3 kilometers deep.
That's about where we found the Enterprise.
I see you have brought the ship back into the nebula, Captain.
Who are you? And why have you attacked my ship?
I am a being that lives here in the nebula. And I say who comes and who goes.
What happened to the crew of the Enterprise?
They fought me, and then they gave in. Just as you will.
I'm picking up multiple energy readings coming towards the ship from deeper in the nebula.
Red alert, full power to shields. Bridge to engineering.
Go ahead, sir.
We need all the power we can muster to get out of the nebula.
Aye, sir.
Shields down, 45%.
With the amount of energy hitting the shields, I estimate 20.3 seconds before the shields go offline.
Did you hear that, Mr. Daniels?
Maybe if we overload the shields, it might work.
Make it so. Tamir, get us out of the nebula, fast as you can.
We will exit the nebula in 20 seconds, sir.
Shield overload in 3, 2, 1.
Most of the energy readings have disappeared, Captain. I have one large reading coming towards us, impacting 12 seconds.
Mr. Daniels, purge the system!
Sir, we're going to have to come to a...
I don't care! Purge the damn system! Now!
Aye, sir. 3, 2, 1.
Medical teams to the bridge.
The ship's inertia will carry us out of the nebula in 4 seconds.
Mr. Daniels!
Elwork here, Captain. Mr. Daniels and Mr. Harper were near the console that exploded during the purge, sir. Medical teams are called.
Did the purge work?
Yes, sir. It appears so.
The Potter is signaling. They're ready to help with the repairs.
Thank you. Let me know when we're ready to receive. I'll be down in sickbay. You have the con.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log. Stardate 21976.1. With the help of the engineering teams from the Potter, we are preparing the Enterprise B for towing to Starbase 19. Thanks to the efforts of Mr. Daniel and Mr. Harper, we're able to survive our encounter with the energy being from the nebula. Unfortunately, the crew of the USS Enterprise was not. Hopefully, from what happened here, the warning beacons we've placed around the nebula will save any other ships in the future that may come this way. I'm transporting over to the Enterprise to meet with Commander Jarvis and Captain Hayes shortly.
How are things on the Ranger?
Mr. Elberg says we'll have warp drive back in about 3 hours.
How about Daniels and Harper?
They'll make a full recovery.
Alex, were you able to pull up any of Captain Sulu's logs?
Only one part, Captain. Here it is.
Captain's log, stardate 18712.4. We've been stuck inside this nebula now for 9 months. We've had no contact with anyone else. We're not even sure our distress call has made it out of the nebula. Our systems are now mainly offline and life support has already failed. I'm leaving this final log entry for any other vessels that may find us. I can only say, my crew has performed admirably, and I ask Starfleet to give commendations to the entire crew. It's been an honor serving with all of them. Captain Damara Sulu, out.
Unfortunately, that's all we can recover.
Damara was a great captain.
In more ways than one, Mike.
You know someday there will be another starship named Enterprise.
Out there, seeking new life and new civilizations.
You've been listening to Star Trek Ranger, Episode 101, Malfunction. Starring Jacob Stanford as Captain Decker, Dean Rogers as Commander Alex Jarvis, Michael Studelberg as Lieutenant Commander Bill Elberg, Michael Liebman as Chief Engineer John Daniels, John Kwan Yun as Lieutenant Reese, Alexis Waters as Ensign Tamir, Chris Spurgeon as Lieutenant Commander Paul Hutchinson, Tina Anderson as Dr. Diane Moss, Dave Morgan as Lieutenant Clancy, and Paul Lavelle as the computer voice. Guest starring Chris Spurgeon as Captain Hayes, Julia Morizawa as Captain Demora Sulu, Darren Marlar as Lieutenant Commander Harper, and Jason Stanford as Lieutenant Green. Music by Ron Jones, Jerry Goldsmith, Leonard Rosenman, and Dennis McCarthy. Main theme by Trevor Morris. Audio play written by Jacob Stanford and Jerry Stanford, based on a story by Jacob Stanford. Your announcer is Paul Lavelle. Audio mix by Jerry Stanford. Star Trek Ranger is based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek is a registered trademark of Paramount and CBS, all rights reserved. Star Trek Ranger is not affiliated with Paramount, CBS, or any other Star Trek rights holders. No copyright infringement is intended. Star Trek Ranger is a production of Glass City Communications. Executive producers are Jacob Stanford and Jerry Stanford. Stay tuned for our next episode, available for free download at www.StarTrekValkyrie.com and available on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/ValkyrieNCC2590.